This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a tentative deal in the Hollywood writers' strike. No details yet. Members have to approve the tentative agreement before the strike officially ends. No deal yet for striking actors. Lawmakers are still squabbling about spending, and there are worries that the government might shut down within days.
The deadline is next Saturday when the fiscal year ends. Some of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's allies spent the weekend working on areas of government spending that are not opposed by conservatives.
Moving Department of Defense, Homeland Security, agriculture.
Louisiana Republican Garrett Graves.
We can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing.
President Biden, addressing the Congressional Black Caucus this weekend, says he had a deal with the House Speaker and that should end the problem.
Small group of extreme Republicans don't want to live up to the deal. So now everyone in America could be forced to pay the price.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Today, authorities in Hawaii are expected to begin allowing the first residents to return to their devastated properties in Lahaina, the town that was wrecked by a wildfire nearly 7 weeks ago. Historic numbers of migrants are heading to the U.S. Now, Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat, says those who are not eligible for asylum should be stopped from gathering at the border, telling Fox News Sunday.
If we don't have repercussions, then people will see the border as a speed bump and continue coming in. So, again, I think Trump went too much to the right by doing the separation of families and kids. And then I think President Biden and the administration is not doing enough.
About 9 in 10 Americans say they have experienced at least one extreme weather event in the past 5 years. Most believe climate change is at least partly to blame. This is AP News. A surprise winner at the box office over the weekend. The AP's Margie Zarletta with this.
The Nun 2 unexpectedly takes the top spot at the box office this weekend.
Sister Irene, you performed a miracle. The church needs another.
The Nun 2 barely beat out Expendables 4 with movie audiences this weekend. The difference is that The Nun 2 has been out for 3 weeks, and Expendables 4 is new and was expected to have a bigger opening weekend. The Nun 2 made $8.4 million domestically, according to studio estimates, while Expendables 4 earned $8.3 million. A Haunting in Venice takes the number 3 spot this week. The Equalizer 3 is in 4th, and Barbie is in 5th. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Usher will headline the Super Bowl halftime show. He calls it the honor of a lifetime and says this will be unlike anything you've seen from him before. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.